The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. My telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483. Before we move on to other topics, we got Frank in Columbus who would like to share his admiration for Mayor de Blasio in New York. Is that correct, Frank?
Bob, first off, can you hear me today?
I can hear you today.
Yeah, actually, you can hear me. I couldn't hear you.
And the crazy thing, Frank, we had two Franks on hold at the same time, and our phone system was kaput. It was broken. I still don't know what happened. But anyway.
You know what? Maybe you couldn't handle an intelligence.
maybe that was it. Your intelligence, my intelligence put together, the phone system just couldn't handle it. That's probably it, Frank. All right.
I hope you're doing well, Bob.
I'm doing far better than I deserve.
Yeah, well, that's good. No, you're not. You deserve to feel late. Anyway, you know, of course, we got the mayor of New York threatening to shut down the churches permanently, and then turns around and talks about doing things with the Muslims and their mosques and everything else. But, you know, does it surprise you? It doesn't surprise me. You know, I tell you what, what's gone on in the last month should be an eye-opener and should put chills down people's spines. To watch what's going on in the authoritarian power grab that we've seen. And, you know, listen, we had a pandemic in 1917, 18, you know, ran those 2 years, too. Around 16, according to, and then back to voting in a Democrat. I'm sorry, I ran off on our bloody Joe Biden there. But anyways, we had a pandemic back then. You know, we had polio in the 50s, 40s and 50s. You know, we didn't shut things down in the 40s and 50s for polio, but, you know, I can understand, I don't even know if I can understand, because, you know, there's such a thing as the herd immunity that's important, because if you don't get that, this bug stays around for a lot longer. But, you know, we talked about Michigan, what that woman up there was doing, the governor there. You know, you look around any of these places that, you know, that... By far, the Democrats take it a mile. You know, remember the old adage, you give an inch, you'll take a mile. You know, this is the stuff that chills down people.
Well,
you know,
it is.
We have constitutional rights, whether or not there's a pandemic or not. Anyways, go ahead.
Well, it's not just the Democrats, some Republicans as well. And the strange thing, I read an article yesterday. I didn't get to it on the air, but much of the response in the country has been based on what's been going on in New York. But what is not being reported is that the number of deaths in New York is more than the total number of deaths in 40 different states in America. So we are basing national policy on what's happening in one state, particularly one metropolitan area that made some really dumb decisions from the beginning. They shut down this, they shut down that, but they left the subways open. New York made some really, really dumb decisions. And because the death rate is very, very high. And as I said, the death rate in New York totals 40 different states. And we are making decisions nationwide based on what's going on in one state. That just doesn't make sense.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, it all depends on what your narrative is, Bob. I mean, you know, if you want to control the people, and you know, sure, that's the great narrative. The point to that all the time. You know, also you had the Blasio out there about the same time that Nancy Pelosi was saying, come on to Chinatown. He was going on TV telling people, don't worry, go to work. It's nothing worse than the flu. I mean, you know, there's video out there. You can see where he was on these shows saying that.
Yeah.
And the odds of catching are very slim. So, yeah, you know, a lot of these states, they gave the people the wrong information, cities like New York, you know, where you're on top of each other. I don't know if you've ever been there. I lived there for a short time.
Yeah, I've been there.
You know, people they're on top of everybody. So, you know, of course their numbers are going to be higher, you know. But, and then the travel in and out. Anyways, my only concern, you know, my biggest concern is that we've see how far, okay, even with some Republicans, I don't know any of them have gone as far as, like, Michigan's lady has, or some others, but, you know, as far as, like, Republicans go. But the point of the matter is this should put a pause into everybody. And we need to really hold our elected officials accountable because this shouldn't happen like this.
Right. And Frank, I've been saying that. I'm not asking for a massive revolution or anything like that, but we should question our elected officials. That's not wrong. Hey, Frank, I need to go. I got full phone lines, but good to talk to you, and I'm glad the phones are working today. All right? God bless you. All right, you as well. We go to Jack in Worthington. Hey, Jack, how are you today?
I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for your stand for the children of Israel, for the Jewish people. I'm a born-again Christian, but I love the Jews. I'm looking forward to the day when I ride behind King Jesus on that white horse. I witness him take a hold of the beast and the false prophet and cast them in the lake of fire where they'll be tormented forever and ever. And then he's going to stand on that Mount of Olives. And the Jewish people, then, that's when they're going to accept their Messiah. They're going to look at him, as Zechariah said, Lord, where did you get the holes in your hands? And he says, I got that from amongst my friends. And they'll bow down and worship him. And I'm going to have a new body. So I'm going to be one of them shouting with joy, hallelujah, praise God, glory to his name.
Yeah.
And he's going to reign in Jerusalem for 1,000 years, and that's in Israel. And what's in Israel? Jewish people. And I got news for that mayor. You know, God told Abraham, and God don't change his mind. I'll bless thee, the bless thee. I'll curse thee, the curse thee. It's a dangerous thing to go after the Jewish people. And the people that hate the Jews, they should have seen what I saw on YouTube. They had Dwight David Eisenhower and George S. Patton at a concentration camp. You should have seen the look on their face and the horror of what they saw.
Yeah. Well, I have never been to any of the concentration camps. I've always wanted to, but I have certainly seen enough video documentaries. I have been to Yad Vashem in Jerusalem on three occasions. And what happened to the Jewish people can never be forgotten. And the anti-Semitism that is rising up all over Europe is astounding, and what's happening here in America as well. And I would hope, again, that Mayor de Blasio pays a very severe political price. I'm not asking or hoping for anything physical bad to happen to him, but I hope, I really do, I hope he pays a very severe political price.
Well, Bob, I'll tell you one thing. You know, I had a concealed carry permit. If I wasn't in here, you know, the people that are attacking Senate cops, I go to church on Sunday. Saturday, they go and worship at the synagogue. I'd offer them to guard them doors.
Well,
I have an armed gun, and anybody come in there to harm one of them Jews, I'd be target practicing at them.
All right, Jack. All right.
That's the way I feel about it.
All right. Good to talk to you, Jack. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And I've got to take a break. When we come back, Jim in Columbus will be up next. But with Jack hanging up, his phone line is just waiting for you to call at 877-BOB-LIVE. 877-262-5483.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483, and as promised, we're going to go back to the phones and talk to Jim in Columbus. Jim, welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for accepting my call, Bob. I have a concern that is very deep, and you've addressed it somewhat. I'm not sure about this particular thing, but our freedom of speech, our First Amendment rights, are all being censored just a little bit, one at a time. The media, and almost all the media, you get one half of the news as far as political things are concerned. You never, ever hear the other side of the stories. But the latest thing that's happened, there's two very credible doctors in California who did very credible research. I think their research went into more detail even than that has been done on the federal level about the coronavirus and its effect, and especially in their county. They're in the largest county in California. They've been practicing, these two doctors have been practicing for 20 years, and they did the math using all the numbers that was given to them that they received from the federal government and made mathematical conclusions about the death rate, and at least in California, in their county, the death rate is 0.063% of the people that got the coronavirus. And they asked the simple question, is that reasonable enough to shut down everything, to shut down the medical profession? The hospitals are going empty and all these things because of that. And the point I'm trying to make is, you can disagree with that if you want to. It's a logical matter for debate. And so guess what? YouTube, it had 10 million hits. It was on California television. And guess what? YouTube took it down because it was in opposition to their standards. Their standards are, hey, we're going to keep this thing going as long as we can, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, Jim, not only did YouTube take it down, Facebook took it down as well. You can find it if you look for it, but you can't get it on Facebook, you can't get it on YouTube, and you're absolutely correct. You know, if you watch it, you can agree with their conclusions or you can disagree, but the fact that it has been censored, I think is very, very troubling. And at least two emergency room doctors in New York, and we're talking New York, particularly New York City, have basically said the same thing, that the lockdown is the worst possible thing that we could do. And these two emergency room physicians in New York City have said, hey, it is time to open up. We've reached the peak, and a continued lockdown is actually going to have a negative effect. So you're right, Jim. Not all of the experts agree on the continued lockdown. There are experts with the same kind of credentials, the same type of expertise that are disagreeing with the experts that are saying that we've got to continue the lockdown and so forth. And that's what I have been trying to stress on this program. Don't believe all of the experts. Now, don't disagree with them just because they're an expert, but don't believe everything you read on the news. Check it out for yourself. Do some investigation yourself. Look at different opinions and then come to your own conclusions. I think that's very, very important.
Bob, this is such a serious thing. I personally think that everybody that's in the sound of my voice and yours ought to either write or at least call their senators, and if they can get through a call to the president or a letter, better yet a letter. This is serious. They're actually one by one, little by little, and now lot by lot, taking away the freedoms guaranteed to us in our Constitution.
Well,
and such the freedom of religion.
Speaking of that, Jim, I have an article in my hand right now. 10 different states in America have banned any in-person church services, no matter the size. It's not 10 or less or 50 or less. 10 states in America have banned in-person church services. 15 states have no restrictions, but the 10 states are California, Illinois, New York, New Jersey, Washington, Idaho, Alaska, Minnesota, Montana, and Vermont. Jim, that is blatantly unconstitutional.
Absolutely.
It is blatantly
terrible.
Unconstitutional. 22 states and the District of Columbia specify that religious gatherings can take place, but only if they're limited to 10 people or fewer. And out of all 50 states, Jim, only 15 have given churches the option to meet if they want to. Florida, Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina, Arkansas, Texas, Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, North Dakota, South Dakota, Colorado, Utah, and Arizona. Now think of that. Out of 50 states, only 15 have given churches the prerogative to make the decision themselves whether they are to meet or not. Out of 50 states, only 15. And fortunately, Ohio is one of them. So,
what can we do, Bob? What do you suggest?
Well, I agree. We need to communicate with our leaders, and I'm hopeful, Jim, that the Department of Justice under William Barr is going to take action against several of these states, and I ultimately see this going to the Supreme Court. There are going to be dozens and dozens and dozens of court cases, and some of them are going to make it to the Supreme Court, and well, they should. Thanks, Jim.